Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting third. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Vaughn Hayes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Fishlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Sutcliffe. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The third baseman, Glenn Gulliver. Batting third. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dennis Martinez. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bannister moves to second. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver hits a fly ball into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bumbrey moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein takes first base on ball four. Bumbrey moves to third. Singleton moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is called out on strikes. One out. Vaughn Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a fly ball into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey strikes out. One out. Mike Fishland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishland hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dower reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. Bannister steals second. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey strikes out. One out. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Gulliver takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gulliver moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lowenstein moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hassey fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hassey. Lowenstein scores. Ripken goes all the way around to score. Dwyer moves to second. Two runs are unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Orioles. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Nolan hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gulliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fishlin hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. Bannister steals second. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Milburn hits a pop-up towards third. Gulliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 2 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bannister moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 2 in the game. Nolan bunts towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Dwyer moves to second. one out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dower hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Bunbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunbury is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bunbury hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hassey strikes out. One out. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Fishlin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fishlin. The throw from Nolan and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gulliver takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Singleton is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a pop-up towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 3 in the game. Hara hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Hara reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton is walked intentionally. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Hara moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hara scores. Thornton scores. Hargrove moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dower catches it and throws to second with Ripken covering, to double up Hayes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards short. Fishlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-2 in the game. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutcliffe covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Don Stanhouse now pitching. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bannister for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-4 in the game. Milburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hara strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ed Glynn now pitching. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dower strikes out. One out. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Al Bumbrey. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Roenick moves to second. Dan Ford pinch hits for Glenn Gulliver. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Roenick moves to third. Two outs. Benny Ayala pinch hits for Ken Singleton. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Roenick scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.